Sunday morning. But I don't think it's the same if I know where I'm going. Saddle up, giddy up, I'm ready to ride, to take on the world or leave it behind. But I'm rolling, I'm just rolling.
Was Rollin' by Danny Strong, a singer-songwriter originally from The Shoe Swap, whose debut album hit number one on the iTunes Country Music Charts, and who won the International Independent Music Awards for Best Country Song of the Year and Best Country Artist of the Year in 2018. I spoke with Danny over Skype. Danny, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat. It's great to talk to you again.
You too, and it's always my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Oh, no. Not at all. You know what? I was actually thinking about this recently, where my very first musical experience was, I think it was my grandmother was playing piano, and I was always fascinated with that. But my first personal experience playing an instrument was at Carlin Elementary School, when we lived out in Tappan, and Mr. Hahn, who I have not seen probably since I left Carlin Elementary School, he put a trombone in my hands, and the rest is history.
You mentioned, Carlin, you grew up right around here in White Lake, and you were also the class valedictorian of Salmon Arm Secondary your graduating year. Do you have any other music teachers locally who were inspiring to you as you progressed?
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah, they pretty much raised me. So, yeah, Mr. Hahn got, you know, he got to put the first instrument in my hands, but I think that Jim Johnson and PJ, Brian Pratt Johnson, they definitely were monumental in my entire love of music and completely, you know, sent me off on the direction that I went in for music was 100% them, for sure, I would say. And, you know, one of the teachers who wasn't really my music teacher was Madame Dyer. Was she just kind of, she's such a unique person for anybody that knows her out there, and she just kind of always said just for me to be who I am. And that was, for better or worse, for better or worse, that is certainly the advice I took. So, those three, yep, were like way more than I think the average teacher. They had an impact on my life.
How do you usually approach your songwriting? Do you tend to start with lyrics or with a riff or a hook?
No, I am, believe it or not, I am not a lyric. I don't consider myself a lyric person, oddly, because I say oddly because I do find that my lyrics are fairly in-depth and they all carry some kind of deep meaning generally. So it's weird that that's not necessarily my mission when I set out. I'm very much about syllables and melody over top of just chord arrangements. That's kind of how I work and how I've always worked. So I'll sit at a piano, usually piano is my favorite, or piano or guitar, and then I'll hum a melody over top, which is terrible for me because then I make myself work with those amount of syllables lyrically. So it doesn't give me much room to play with, but it's kind of how I've always done it. The odd time I'll write poems first and then put music to it, but I'm usually a music first person.
Do you draw the inspiration for your lyrical content from your own life?
No. Yes and no. It all depends. I am one of those, I always say, you know, and I'm sure we'll get into the genre thing, but as songwriting goes for me, and I consider myself a songwriter before anything, it's really what mood am I in? So this new group of songs that I'm about to release, you know, have a wide variety of inspirations. And a couple of them are definitely from my own life or my own life impacted by others. But also, you know, there's a couple songs on here where it'll be inspired by, there's two songs that have been inspired by a series of books that I read. And then there's another song that was inspired by a television show that I watched. So it was always my dream to be able to write for TV or movies. And so sometimes I'll give myself criteria when I write a song. And I'll say, okay, I pretend that Universal Films just called me and they said, Danny, we need this song for these two people falling in love in a coffee shop. Give us what you got. Something like that. And I'll do that. Yeah.
Your debut album, Time to Breathe, was released 3 years ago and hit number one on the iTunes country music charts and number two on all genres, which is pretty amazing.
Holy mackerel.
Since then, you've released some singles, including your song Not Right Now, and you've just released an amazing new video for that as well. Tell me about that song and the video.
Yeah, that song is one of the ones that I said was definitely inspired by, I guess, my own life. That song is just, it needs its own interview. It's a song about vulnerability, and it's in short, it was basically, I introduced it when it came out as my heart on a platter, and that's just where I was, and I just felt that, you know, it was important that I said, you know what, like, I'm not what you need me to be right now. And, but I'll keep trying, basically, is the message of the song. And, I just went with that. And it just happened to be very much impacted by my working with, a women's shelter in Ontario, and then I moved straight out. I moved out to British Columbia, and I started working immediately in an addictions treatment facility, which I had no background in, but I knew I wanted to do something like that. And it was just wild how I had written the song prior to even being in British Columbia or working at this place. And then I was there, and it was like it was the anthem for it. So it's just one of those songs that I feel weird even taking credit for, because I do feel like it was, I was just a vehicle for it. But, and the video that came out today is actually not my video. It was a video made by Robert Bola, and he did an ASL video for, so doing music videos for The Deaf, and it is just stunning. And I just saw it this weekend. And so it is, yeah, ASL. And so he's just doing sign language for how he translated the song. For those that can't actually hear it, they can now see it. And it's pretty powerful.
Every day is like a brick on my shoulders that's piled high, and I can't go much further, but I'll keep trying for you if you want me to. And I don't know how much use I will be to you. All those times that I said I'd be there for you, I still mean it, but I gotta tell the truth that I am not right now. You need me to be. I am not right now strong enough for you to lean on me. And I can be tough, and I can be brave, but this time will you carry my weight? 'Cause I'm not right now. Maybe it's time to trade in for new colors. Lower this flag just to raise another. Start over again where it's best for you. And I'll keep trying for you if you want me to. But I am not right.